You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Everybody here, when it came to Lag BaOmer this year, had a traumatic experience on that day. And the news came from Eretz Israel that unfortunately there was a stampede that took place at a religious festival of the Jewish people, and Rachmana Litzlan, over 40 people ended up being killed, trampled to death. I'm sure everybody who's listening to me today and everybody who's not listening to me today was in a state of momentary shock. You didn't know what to say. You didn't really know what to do. And when you hear on a day like Lag BaOmer, which is a day of tremendous simcha for Klal Yisrael, it's a special day relating to Shimon ben Yochai, his revelation of Teres HaNister, the Kabbalistic Torah, to the world, before ultimately leaving this world and going to the next world. It has special significance. It's a Yom Tov. And to have the tzara, have the pain, and an occasion that usually is a festive occasion with tfilos, singing and dancing, and quite obviously tremendous amount of feeling of Kedushas Hayom and Simcha, despite the fact that the rest of the Sphira period Nebuch is felt with the state of Avelos because of the death of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. This year, this Lag BaOmer was like none other, because on this day we weren't in a state of Simcha. After we heard about the tragedy, we all were in a state of Avelos, even on Lag BaOmer itself. I want you to know that my Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, many years ago, spoke about the tragedy of the Holocaust, spoke about the Hakamas HaMedina, the establishment of Eretz Israel afterwards. He wrote a mimer called Kol Dodi Dofek, which was translated to many languages, became world famous. And one of his basic statements that he made in the beginning of this gigantic mimer was that when something happens to the Jewish people, especially phenomena that relate to tragedy, and he was referring to at that point in time the tragedy and the horrors of the Holocaust, of the Shoah, he points out that it's very dangerous for people to start articulating why it happened and how it happened and the cause of this and what was happening when it came to the Ribono Shel Olam's divine supervision of the Jewish people, his Hashgacha Pratis. It's dangerous for people to start making statements upon which they have no Ruach HaKodesh or prophetic vision detailing for them the reason for all of these tragic events taking place. He felt it is counterproductive and inappropriate for people to make believe they're Nevi'im and have Ruach HaKodesh and know exactly why Hashem does what he does, even when it comes to inflicting tragedies. We don't have that ability to know that. Anytime Chazal tell us in the past, this tragedy happened for this reason or that reason, why Churban HaBayis took place, or Bayis Rishon, because the Averis Chamuros of Avodah Zarah Gilrais V'Shichas Dam, and the Churban HaBayis Sheni was because of Sinas Chinam, Chazal were not conjecturing, but it was based upon prophetic vision being given then to them by the Ruach HaKodesh of the prophets of that time, revealing to us in Shemayim some of the reasons for these Gezeres Kashos and these terrible tragedies. When you don't have such a Mesores, Rav Soloveitchik said, it's us of you to conjecture. And in actuality, what we have to do when we don't understand or comprehend what is taking place, there's another reaction we have to have. And the reaction, he points out, is already found in a terrible tragedy mentioned in the Chumash, in Pasha Shmini, when it talks about the Bnei Aaron, Nadav Avihu, bringing a special ketoras to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ultimately, they die. And when it comes to Moshe talking to Aaron, he says to him, we can't understand this. The Kerovei HaKadosh HaPnei Adam Ikaved. Hashem sometimes causes an infliction of pain on his closest ones. And Aaron, who was the person who felt the pain the most intensely, it was his children. What was Aaron's reaction? Vayidem Aaron. Aaron was totally silent. Aaron realized that this was whatever, for whatever reason, a divine decree, perhaps incomprehensible. But when you don't know a reason for something, the best way to react to it is to say absolutely nothing, because who knows? You might be misspeaking, you might be misstating the truth. And therefore Aaron was mekabel quietly what had happened to his children, and he got schar for that specific quiet, not questioning the Rabbanu Shalom, maintaining his emunah bitachon despite the terrible tragedy he just experienced. When it came to the rest of Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu at that time gave a very explicit directive to everybody else. And he said later on in the similar verses in Pasha Shmini, V'acheichem kol beis Yisrael yivku es esreifa shesorav Hashem. That the reaction of Klal Yisrael is to cry, to feel the pain and anguish of Aaron and his family. We don't know the reason why. It's not mentioned explicitly in the Chumash with Anarichas HaDevarim, but we have to be mishtatif in the tzar and pain of Klal Yisrael, who have suffered losses, who have undergone tremendous anguish and all types of pain. That is the way Klal Yisrael reacts to the tzar and pain of other fellow Jews and Jewesses. We have to cry. We have to show our feeling of their pain. And that is a shtickel nechama to those who have experienced this painful experience, to realize that Klal Yisrael are with you through the tragedy. That's why when you menachem avel, you always say, when it comes to Hashem Yinachem Eschem B'Soch Shara Aveli Tzim Yerushalayim, that the corporate Klal Yisrael cry for the Avelis, for the pain and anguish of all the members of Klal Yisrael when they experience a death in their Mishpacha. I saw today that Rav Yitzchak David Grossman from Eretz Yisrael, the famous Oyev Klal Yisrael, gave out a similar message to his constituents, telling them we have to cry and show pain and affiliate with the loss of Achenu B'nai Yisrael on one of the most happiest, holiest days of the year. We shouldn't be asking the reasons why. Only Hashem, if he wants to reveal it to us through a Navi, well, we'll find out at some point in time, perhaps in the future. But we have to show the mishpachas who suffered these losses that Klal Yisrael are with them emotionally, psychologically, physically, and financially. Try to help them to go on to survive the tragedies that they experienced. The biggest mile of the Jewish people has always been the fact we are a united nation. We stood at Har Sinai Ki'ish Echad U'Balev Echad, and the Gemara tells us in Brachos, when it comes to Hashem's Tefillin Kav Yachol, the Gemara says what's written in the Parshas there. It says, Mi Ka'amcha Yisrael Kai Echad Baretz. Who's like my nation, Klal Yisrael? It's a united nation, one of the most united nations on the face of this earth. We also say in our tefillas, HaBorcha B'am Yisrael B'Ava, what made Hashem choose us is the uniqueness that we have an incredible Ava for a fellow Jew and Jewess, V'Havta L'Recha Kamocha. We possess an incredible Ava Tabriyat for humanity at large. We are very sensitive, and we believe in the Mamori Chazal, the importance of life and saving life. When you save a life, you'll save an entire universe. And we also realize the converse. When you destroy a life, you destroy an entire universe. So the ramifications of the event we experienced, nobody can give you a reason for it. We don't have that revelation now. But what we have to do is say Tehillim, right to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to give us the siyata deshmaya to go forward, to give the families who suffered their incredible losses the proper support, the divine support and love that they need to continue with their lives, and pray that the holy neshamalach, the old and the young that perished in this terrible tragedy, should find the ultimate Menucha, Netzach Netzachim, and the Olam Haba, and the highest levels in their intimacy and closeness between themselves, their neshamos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amakim Menachem Eschem, B'Sosh Avel Tzim V'Shalayim, is what should be on our lips. We should say Tehillim, and realize that we don't know the reasons, and we should not conjecture how this could have happened and why this could have happened. We have no right to point fingers at the Rabbanu Shalom. We don't know whether this was something that Hashem wanted or a human failure. So don't conjecture. It'll be counterproductive. But one thing is for sure, what's going to keep us going forward and allow Klal Yisrael to continue to exist is the achdus of the Jewish people. It says, Vayhi b'shur ha-melech, when will the malchus of Hashem be seen and witnessed by Klal Yisrael? V'sasef rosh ha-am yachad shifti Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael maintains their achdus between themselves, ki ish echa b'lev echot, and we practice avat achinam rather than sinas chinam, all types of Jews coming together from all walks of life, when we're able to accomplish that specific feat, that will allow us to be zocher to mekabel panei Mashiach, to be able to be zocher to see the ultimate techias amesim, the restoration of all the lives that were lost, including those lost a couple of days ago, having reunions with their mishpacha. Let's pray that this should happen speedily in our days, and we should be able to go forth as Klal Yisrael and see the ultimate redemption in Gula and the building of the Beis HaMikdash and the total revelation of the greatness of Shechinas Hashem with the flourishing and Simcha of Klal Yisrael for eternity. Those are my opening remarks. I want to now get to the actual shiur I had scheduled today before the tragedy took place. And that is the concept of Kabbalas HaTorah and the transmission of the Torah that Hashem gave us from Har Sinai throughout the ages, thousands of years, up to including the era in which we live at this point in time. And I want to share with you some interesting points. Some of them you might know, some of them you might not know. But to give you a perspective of how Torah was transmitted to us, and not only the format of transmission, but the ultimate purpose of Hashem giving us not only a Torah Shebiksav, but giving us likewise a Torah Shebapeh. Not only a written law, in the Chamisha Chumashay Torah, later on Nach, but an oral law contained in Talmud Bavli, Talmud Yerushalmi, and all the Midrashi Halacha that we have that contain the entire treasure trove of Torah knowledge that Moshe received in Har Sinai. There is a Rashi in the beginning of Pashas Bahar that really sets the theme for today's shiur. And in the beginning of Pashas Bahar, which is this week's Pashas HaShavua, you have a comment made by Rashi on the beginning of Pashas Bahar, which discusses the concept of Shemitah and Yovel. So it says that all of this was told to Moshe on Har Sinai, the halachas of Shemitah v'Yovel. So the Rashi comments, Ma'inin Shemitah Eitz Har Sinai, Halo Kol HaMitzvos Nemar B'Sinai. Why are you just singing out Shemitah v'Yovel? All the mitzvahs we have come from Sinai. So the answer Rashi gives, Shemitah is only an example. When it came to Shemitah, all the general laws, the specific laws, and all the minutiae were disclosed to Moshe at Har Sinai. Likewise, all the rest of Tayag Mitzvos were taught to Moshe at Har Sinai in a similar fashion, the klalim, the pratim, and the diktuktehem. As Rashi says in the beginning of his parish, the Pashas Bahar. So when we have a Mishnah, we have a Mishnah says, in Pirkei Avos, and you look right in the first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, of Moshe kibul Torah miSinai, the Moshe received the Torah in Har Sinai. And again, he gave it over to Yeshua, and Yeshua then gave it to the Zakenim, and the Zakenim gave it to the Nevi'im, and the Nevi'im gave it over to, finally to the Anshei Knesset HaGedola. We have a transmission being described over here of Moshe from Har Sinai all the way through Bayis Rishon, continuing to the Anshei Knesset HaGedola into Bayis Sheni. So there's a Mesores, and it says Moshe kibul Torah miSinai. Now, I want to explain what that means, and I want you to listen very carefully. When Moshe was mekabel Torah in Har Sinai, there were two phases. One phase that Moshe and Klal Yisrael were involved in together, and the other phase is what happened after Moshe and Klal Yisrael heard the Aseres HaDibros, and Moshe afterwards was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't go away, everybody else can go back home. They heard the Aseres HaDibros, you have to stay with me now for the next 40 days for me to give you over, in essence, the entire Torah, Kula Torah Kula, the oral law, Tayag Mitzvahs, Teiru Shebiksav. So you have now a work of 40 days to learn with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Hashem, Siyata Deshmaya, Kol HaTera Kula, which when Moshe received it, independent of Klal Yisrael and him hearing the Aseres HaDibros, Moshe had the responsibility when he came down from Har Sinai to teach Klal Yisrael in the next 40 years all the Torah he was able to teach them concerning Torah Shalpez, interpretation of Torah Shebiksav, and interpretation of Tayag Mitzvos. So by the time Moshe left us, we would have a repository of knowledge at our fingertips of Kol HaTorah Kula that Moshe was given the mandate to disclose to us when he came down from Har Sinai. Rabbi Kiva is the one who articulates, and it's his shita that Rashi is basically mentioning over here, that Moshe on Har Sinai receive on all Tayag Mitzvos, the Klolos, the Pratim, the Dikdukim, and when he taught it to Klaisa later on, he just repeated this information over again to give this information over to Klal Yisrael as well. So we're working with the Mahalich of Rabbi Kiva. The fact of the matter is, all the Torah we have today at our disposal ultimately came from Rabbi Kiva and his five Talmidim that were left to him to be his Talmidim after Nebuchadnezzar. He lost 24,000 of his Talmidim during the period of Sfira, a tragedy in its own right, which I'm not going to go into today. And Rabbi Kiva, the consummate Gadol Hadar, an expert in all parts of the Torah, Taras Nigla, Taras Nista, had five great Talmidim, which the Gemara lists in Masechtas Yevamos, who he shared his encyclopedic knowledge of Kol HaTorah Kula with. The Talmidim wrote various texts of Torah Shebaal Peh, the Mechilta, the Sifra, the Sifrei, the Mishnayis. All of this came from the Torah taught to them by Rabbi Kiva, and therefore all the Klolim, Pratim, Diktukim of the Torah we have today go back to Rabbi Kiva and his favorite five great Talmidim mentioned in the Gemara in Masechtas Yevamos. Now what I want you to know is that Moshe on Har Sinai was given, when it comes to knowledge of Kol HaTorah Kula, two different types of Torah. One, that he had a chiyuv to transmit to Klal Yisrael, Torah Tzivulon Moshe Marasha Kilas Yaakov, of Torah Shalpeh and Torah Shebiksav, which he taught. They had chiyuv to reveal and give over the Mesaras to Yeshua, and Yeshua then gave it down and went from generation to generation by Srishon, by Yesheni, thousands of years, the creation of the Mishnah later on by Yehuda Hanasi, the writing of the Talmud Yerushalmi, the writing of the Talmud Bavli, the Mesaras going to the ultimate Gaonim, the Rishonim, the Achronim, early Achronim, the later Achronim, and continuing Ishmi Piyish up until including our generation. So the Torah Misinar we have today is the original Torah given to Moshe Rabbeinu. But I want you to know that besides the Mesaras that Moshe gave and was mechuyev to give over, there were other Giluyim of Torah that was going to come into existence by the Chidushim of Gedolim of later generations that was also revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai The Chidushim are very sharp, Talmidei Chachamim, young and old. Of what they're going to be Chavish in later generations was shown to Moshe as well. He's shown the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Kiva, and unique teaching methodology he used to teach the Torah to his Talmidim. He was shown the Torah of later generations, and the Torah of the Gedolim of our generation, Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, Rav Arbach Zatzal, Rabbi Yoshev Zatzal, Brother L'Chaim, Rav Chaim Pinevetsky. He was shown the Torah of the Gedolim of the future. When it came to that Torah, the Tosfos Yontov points out that since those Gedolim were going to mechadish that Torah later on, Moshe was shown their Chidushim, but since it's the Chidushim of later generations, he was not allowed to reveal it to his generation or to the earlier generations till those Gedolim came around and revealed the Chidushim themselves. So Moshe's Kabbalah was totally complete, lock, stock, and barrel, Teres Nista, Teres Nigla. What he was allowed to reveal to us, he revealed to us. But what the Chidushim of Talmidim Vesikim of later generations, what Tam Yerushalmi says, that stuff was left for the later generations to disclose their Chidushei Torah. And those are the Chidushei Torah which we study today from the Gedolei HaDor of our generations and Svarim written by them when it comes to understanding and comprehending Torah. Now I want to reveal to you something quite interesting. When it comes to writing the Torah Shebiksav, the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, there is a machlokes in the Gemara in Masechtas Gittin and Daf Samech of how, in fact, the text of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah were written. Were they written Torah Megillah Megillah Nitna, that Hashem dictated the text of the Torah, which everybody agrees? Nothing of the Torah Shebiksav of Chumash did Moshe write by himself. Moshe was a ultimate legal secretary of the Rabbanu Shalom, hearing Hashem dictate every word of the Chamishei Chumshei Torah from the beginning all the way to the end. Moshe repeated what Hashem had mentioned to him of the words and committed it to writing. So all of Kol HaTorah Kula from Bereishis to the end of Zayis HaBaracha, at the end of Devarim, was dictated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe, word by word. So says the Gemara in Menachos, and so says the Gemara in Baba Basra that deal with that. However, the Gemara in Gittin points out that the only debate that exists, did Moshe write the Torah that was dictated to him piecemeal, Megillah Megillah, every time Hashem revealed some other events of Torah Shebiksav, he dictated the parshas to Moshe, and Moshe wrote it down. And at the end of 40 years, Moshe took all the parshas he wrote down and connected them to make them Chamisha Chumshei Torah, Megillah Megillah Nitna, which happens to seem to be the opinion of the Ramban, Nachmanides. Or do we hold that Torah Chasuma Nitna, that the Torah was dictated to Moshe, but with divine siyata d'shmaya, he committed it to memory, word for word, and only at the end of the 40 years of Bimalamitar to Claudius on the Midbar, at the end of his life, did he write the entire Chumash from the Nusach given to him by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the last 40 years, which he committed to memory with siyata d'shmaya from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's at one sitting, he wrote down all the words of the Torah from beginning to end, which seems to be the opinion of the Rambam Maimonides in his respective Sfarim. Two different opinions. It's a Machlokas Amoraim in the Gemara, and Machlokas Rishayim later on, which way it was. But one thing is for sure, whichever Shita you hold by, The words of Chamisha Chum Shei Teira are direct dictation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What I also want you to know, and the Ramban says this, is that the Torah Shebiksav we have has two ways of being read. One way is the way we read it today. That is called the Torah Shebiksav, that's in the Nigla form, which we call the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, the text of the Torah we have in front of us. But Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai that the same Chamisha Chumshei Torah was in existence before Briyat Olam, and the text of the Torah is not the text we have today. It's called the Torah Shebiksav HaNister, the Kabbalistic form of the Torah. The psukim of the Chumash and the words of the Chumash are rewritten in a way that the text of our text of the Torah is not read. They contain shemos, names, and words describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shemos Hashem, from beginning to end. He showed Moshe Rabbeinu in a prophetic vision, the Torah that preceded this world had no physical substance. It was a white fire superinscribed on top with a black fire which had the names of Hashem. It was a Kabbalistic way of reading the Torah, and Moshe knew both of them, the Nista form and the Nigla form. The form given to Klal Yisrael at large is the Nigla form, which we have today, and the Nista form, the Kabbalistic form of the Torah, was kept as a special Mesares, kept private to only people who were Roy for Ruach HaKodesh and Kabbalistic understanding, Ishmi Piyish Ad Hayem Hazeh. And the fact of the matter is that the Torah Shebiksav that we have accommodates both readings of Kol HaTorah Kula, and I'm not going to spend more time on that today, but perhaps I will next week. But at this point in time, I just want you to realize that all of Torah Shebiksav was divinely dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu during the 40 years of Moshe being around and teaching Torah to Klal Yisrael. When it came to the dissemination of Torah to Klal Yisrael, there's a Gemara in Erevin that talks about the Seder Halimut. And the Gemara tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu, after he learned his daily shir with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I call it the divine daf yomi with Hashem, Hashem taught him mitzvahs, and the Torah Shalop has interpretation of those mitzvahs, with all of the klolim, the pratim and diktukim, as I mentioned before, but like Rabbi Kiva said. Moshe then went to his tent, the tent he taught Torah from, and he repeated this year four different times to four different groups of people. Each group got a different level of misara of this Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh. And the fact of the matter is, Moshe was able, and this is a talent he had, the Rav Nel talks about this at the end of Parshas Veschanan, that Moshe had the capacity to be able to gear a shear to the four different levels of Klal Yisrael that listened to his shiur every day. Each one got a different way of it being presented to them on their specific level. And in turn, after Moshe taught it four times, the other people that were there, who were on the higher dago, also taught it over. And ultimately, the people who were there went out to Klal Yisrael at large, who were not in attendance of the daily shir, and taught all of Klal Yisrael all the Torah Moshe gave that day. And that's how Torah was taught to all of Klal Yisrael during the 40 years of their sojourn, such as explained by the Rambam in his Hagdama to Mishnayos, which precedes Masechtas Brachos, that there were Gedolim who went out and shared with the population at large the Torah, the Moshe taught them that day on mitzvahs, and the Perushim of Torah Shebaal Peh, the psukim that the mitzvahs were going to emanate from, all of that was taught to Klal Yisrael for 40 years. So by the time the 40 years were over, Klal Yisrael were taught all of Tayag mitzvahs from beginning to end. So Chazal tell us in the Midrashe Halacha, Midrashe Agada, and it's quoted by the Rishonim as well, the Rambam, the Ramban, and all the other Rishonim that dealt with this specific topic. Now, what's interesting to note is that the Gemara tells us that Klal Yisrael, when they were asked to accept the Torah, said Nasa v'nishma, Maran Shabbos, Daf Peches. They accepted ultimately Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebaal Peh. And Hashem gave him two crowns to correspond to the acceptance of the written law and the oral law. Which means that Klal Yisrael realized that to be Klal Yisrael, you have to be a Torah Jew, not only based upon Torah Shebiksav, but also being experts in your knowledge of Torah Shebaal Peh, because you need the Torah Shebaal Peh to interpret the minutiae of halacha and its application on the halachic level, on a hashkafic level, and this is what Klal Yisrael were mekabel. Of course, the question that is posed, and the Medrash Agada in Parshas Noach, in the Medrash Tanchum, asked the question, but isn't there a Medrash that says, Kuflan Hargigigas, that Hashem could obviously seem to force the Jews to mekabel the Torah? And the answer given in the Medrash Tanchuma in Noach and explained by the Alshech HaKadosh was that Klal Yisrael were very willing to mekabel Torah Shebiksav. They felt it was in their capacity to master it. It has finite nature in its words. And they felt that this is something they can accept upon themselves when it comes to having a Torah text to teach them how to conduct their life. But they were fearful about their capacity, the Al-Sheikh says, of being able to master Torah Shebaal Peh, which is infinite, which is difficult, which quite obviously requires a great deal of time, of learning, of Amolah Shel Torah, in-depth analysis in order to master it. To that, the Rabbeinu Shalom coaxed Klal Yisrael. That's the Kuflan Har Gigigas. He convinced them to accept that as well. Hashem told them, you might not think you're able to master it, but I know Klal Yisrael's kochos, I know your capacities. That's why I picked you as the Am HaNivcha, as the chosen people. And since I know you have the capacity to master Torah Shebiksav with Torah Shebaal Peh, Hashem basically convinced them to accept both. And therefore, when Klal Yisrael finally said, Nasa v'nishma, they accepted the Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebaal Peh as the final maskana, with Hashem's giving them a feeling of divine support, Siyata Deshmaya, that you'll be able to master both. But the Gemara says in Megillah, when it comes to learning Torah, you got the Matzasi Tamin, you put in the time and effort to study Torah, Hashem will give you the ability to master Kol HaTorah Kula. And the Gemara says to get the proper Psak Halacha and the proper understanding of the Torah, Hashem will also give you divine supervision, Siyata Deshmaya, in your activities, La'asukei shmais libet dehilchasa, to come out with the right understanding of the Torah on a practical level by putting in the time and effort to learn to understand it and apply it. The question, which quite obviously speaking, that you have to ask yourself, and this is a question which I'm not just asking, but it's a question which Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo u'b'atzmo after experiencing 40 days and nights on Har Sinai and being taught Kol HaTorah Kula. The Talmud Yerushalmi tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu made a request to HaKadosh Baruch Hu after learning all of the Torah that Hashem taught him. I want to quote you what the bakasha was of Moshe Rabbeinu and the answer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. This is a very important part of today's shiur. It says the following. This is a quotation of the Talmud Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin. Amar Moshe lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono shel Olam, hodi'enu halacha. After being taught Kol HaTorah Kula, and Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu all the various halachic controversies that are going in the Sue in the next thousands of years in the interpretation of Torah Shavikzav and Torah Shavapar. He revealed to him all the controversies that are going to take place between Agadol Yisrael in their application and understanding of the Torah. After hearing all of this, Moshe said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shalom, I'm about to go down to Klal Yisrael after 40 days and nights, and Klal Yisrael are going to say to us, teach us what you learned. Therefore, hoide'eni halacha, give me a divine Shulchan Aruch, a divine Kitzah Shulchan Aruch of the final Psak halacha, so I can reveal to Klal Yisrael how we observe Tayag Mitzvos in a ultimate divine psak from the divine Shulchan Aruch that I'm requesting from you, Rabbeinu Shalom, in the final psak halacha when it comes to all of these controversies. Amalei Hashem answered Moshe Rabbeinu and he said to him, Acharei Rabbam Lahatis. When it comes to psak halacha, I'm not going to give you a divine Kitzah Shulchan Aruch, but I'm going to allow the Torah authorities below, the great members of the Sanhedrin, Agadol, the great Gedolim, Rosh Yeshivas, great Rabbanim, the Gedol Yisrael for thousands of years are going to study the Torah. They're going to come to debate and discussion how to paskin, how to interpret halacha. And the psak halacha is based upon one prerequisite. Achar Rabban Lahatos, whoever is the majority opinion when you take account who agrees with the final psak halacha, whatever the majority opinion is, such is the halacha that Klai will have to follow. You follow the majority opinion of the Gedolim who debated this halachic debate.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
In fact, the French and the Spanish Balei Tosfos had a discussion why, if you say upon the Machlokas Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, Gemara says in Masechtas Erevin on Daf Yud Gimel that Elu ve'Elu Divrei Elokim Chayim, that basically what these Gedolim said of Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, represent the word of God, even though they might be opposing each other in their halachic opinion, they're both considered Elu v'Elu, Divrei Elokim Chayim, The Gemara nevertheless says that the Basco tells us at the end the Psak Halach is like Beis Hillel. And the Gemara gives inside one of the reasons, because Beis Hillel, when it came to learning and debating, listened to everybody's opinion besides their own to come to a final decision. Their open-mindedness and their willing to listen to everything before they came to a final Psak Halacha gave them a tremendous mila, an understanding. The Baal HaTosfos, however, point out that the reason the majority of the time we hold like Beis Hillel against Beis Shammai is because when it came to the vote, the majority of the Chachamim that usually voted were part of Beis Hillel rather than Beis Shammai, so it was Achra Rabban Lahatos. This is a very famous Rishonic opinion expressed by the Baal HaTosfos, using this Yerushalmi as the source that the majority rules when it comes to Piskei Halachot. And we go back now to the Talmud Yerushalmi. So Moshe then asks Hashem, V'kol kach lama, why do you make it so difficult that I can't come down with a final Kitzur Shulchan Aruch V'Kadosh Baruch Hu, but you have to have us debated below and we have to decide what the Psak Halach is? So Hashem answers him, Sheher Torah Nidreshes Memtes Panim Lakan, Memtes Panim Tahar, V'Tomei. And then it says in the Pasuk, quoting a Pasuk from Shir HaShirim, Meisharam Ahevucha. Now what is the answer Hashem gives? So I want to read to you the interpretation of the last couple of words of this Talmud Yerushalmi explained by the Mefarshim on the Talmud Yerushalmi. They point out that many people think the ultimate purpose of Torah is just to come to Psak Halacha and to know the do's and the don'ts, and that's where Torah starts and that's where Torah ends. But Hashem says, no, I want the Torah to be darshan, understood, to be analyzed, to undergo tremendous scrutiny, Amala Shel Torah, and then I finally for a decision to be made how to paskin. So the Mefarshim explain, and this is the last thing I want to share with you today, what does the Yerushalmi tell us of God's answer to Moshe? Hakavana b'amala HaKadosh Baruch Hu Iyev Shlodi Halacha Beru Mechletes. Hashem says, I'm not going to give you the final Psak Halacha because I wrote in the Torah Acher Rabban Lahatos. Why do I want the Torah to be interpreted based upon a majority interpretation? HaTorah Tzricha Liyos Nidreshes Memtes Pan L'kan B'l'kan. The Torah has to be darshaned 49 ways this way and 49 ways that way. Total analysis. V'mani Megala Psak Halacha Achron, if I would give you a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, I had a paskin, the divine one. Shuv lo tehei nidreshes b'harbei panim. People will say, why do we have to darshan the Torah and analyze it? We have God's final divine answer. This is the Psak Halacha of the do's and the don'ts. Says the Mefarshim on the Yerushalmi, but we're making a mistake. Zegufa shel Torah. The Psak Halacha is not the only importance of Torah. The Torah tzrich lehidaresh b'kama panim. Hashem wanted us to become familiar with Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebapeh on the most in-depth, intimate level, knowing all the facets of Torah interpretation, based upon the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Meishar Mahuvucha, which is referring to Torah. And listen to this. This is perhaps the most important part of today's shir. De'ika Avat HaTorah. The Ika love of Torah is Laslo Mesharim, is to give final, tangible, substantive, final Psak Halacha, Aide Deos Hanot Lakan Lakan, through the debate that takes place amongst the Gedolim of the generations who debate the Torah, Mesharim Osa Apida Deos Harov, you finally give a straight psak based upon the majority opinion. And what's the purpose of all this work of analyzing Torah so laboriously? What's the ultimate purpose of this literally in-depth analysis of Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat Peh? Mitocha Esek Megia Avala Yotra. By studying Torah in this level, you develop an Ava not only for Torah, but an Ava for HaKadosh Baruch Hu who gave us the Torah. If you want to come to understand who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and to develop a level of Avas Hashem, V'havta Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavecha b'chol nafsha v'chol miyodecha, so the Midrash tells us in Sefer Devarim that when Hashem told us the mitzvah of Avat Hashem, the Chazal asked Hashem, Ketzer, how do we do this? How do we come to Avav Hashem? Ava for another human being, we understand. We're on the same level of other human beings. We see each other, we talk to each other. We're on the same level of existence. And we're able to develop friendships and familiarities, become friends. Ultimately, we develop a love and concern for each other. So, v'ahavta l'recha kamocha is easy to understand, Ribbono Shel Olam. V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha, where we are corporeal, physical human beings living in this world. And you, Ribbono Shel Olam, are incorporeal, are living in a different realm, a different entity, no physical form whatsoever. A powerful, divine, spiritual force that brought the universe into existence. How do we develop a familiarity with you, Ribbono Shel Olam, and the closeness and the intimacy to be able to develop a mekayim the mitzvah Ahavta Hashem Elokecha? So the Ribbono Shel Olam answers in the Midrash Halacha, in the Sifrei, look at the next pasuk of Ahavta Hashem Elokecha. V'hoyu hadvarim eila shanuchim etzavcha hayom al levavecha, shemetokacha tuamakir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says, you want to come to know me and understand me? Study the Torah, which is the divine mindset of Hashem. Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shabbat Peh. Look at the brilliance of the Ribbono Shel Olam. In the brilliance and chokhmah, illumination, the light that you're able to get by learning Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shabbat Peh. Teres ha-nigla v'teres ha-nister. When you're able to have yediyas ha-Torah on that level, in-depth level of knowledge of Torah, or facets of Torah, you develop a ha-karas ha-tov to Hashem who gave you, who is the nosein ha-Torah. You're able to develop an understanding of the brilliance of Hashem who created this entity of Torah, who teaches you how you can live a life on the face of this earth, a constructive life, a productive life, a holy life, spiritual life. Bizarcha for all the brachas ksuvis b'teira. Bizarcha for olam hazeh, olam haba. Hashem has given to you. When you see the greatness of the Torah, you develop a hakaras atov and a familiarity with Hashem. And ultimately, that knowledge of Hashem and familiarity of Hashem that you got by learning Torah in depth and living a life of Torah and seeing the benefits of Torah in comparison to the rest of the world and their literature, Lahavda Elef Adalos, you develop a knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that Esek HaTorah will bring you to ultimately Ava L'Yotzer, Ava for Hashem, to which you're able to Mekayim, Vahavda Hashem Elokecha, v'chol levav v'chol nafsh v'chol miyodecha. So our learning of Torah is the primary means and mechanism Hashem created to develop a devekus, a connection between ourselves and the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's that Esek HaTorah that is the mavo, is the way that we come to get to know Hashem, connect to Hashem, and become the Am HaNivcha, the chosen nation, that literally becomes an Arla Goyim, becomes the spiritual light, the preachers of Hashem's divinity to the world at large, we're able to reach the darga mentioned in Parshas Kisavo. When the nations of the world will see the name of God called upon us, by us learning Torah, studying Torah, personifying Torah, and acting with the spirituality that's contained in the Torah in our personal lives, when they see the name of God called upon us and being personified by us, the Yorim Mecca, the world will learn reverence and also respect and love for the Rabbanu Shalom and believe in God as being the only God that is supposed to be worshipped, not only by the Jewish people, but even by the Umas Olam, by the Bnei Noach as well. If that's the case, this is a little synopsis of the transmission and purpose of learning Torah. It's much more to discuss, much more to analyze. But I wanted to give you a little flavor, a little tam of how the Torah was transmitted to us, how hard Moshe had to work to do this in Teresh Psav and Teresh Shabbat Peh, and to realize that all the Chidushei Torah of all the Gedolei Hador of all later generations was already told to Moshe at Har Sinai, but the Gedolim later on had to reveal the Torah personally, and Moshe had no right to share it before those Gedolim were able to speak and articulate their Chidushim with their Ruach HaKodesh. Let's hope and pray that we'll be able to come to a love to Hashem, a connection to Hashem, through our learning Torah, to know Ahavta Hashem Elokecha is important, but Ahavta Arecha Kamocha is equally important, as Rabbi Kiva says, that Klal Gadol B'Torah, Avas Hashem and Avas HaTorah, Avas Yisrael, Avas Eretz Yisrael, all of those are important loves and connections we have as being Jews who are committed to Torah v'mitzvahs. Let's hope and pray we'll be zochet to have a tekufa of a Kabbalah Satara where we have ultimate simcha and bracha. We'll be able to see the revelation of Mashiach Tzidkenu, rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, be able to witness the Shekhinah once again with the intensity that was seen in the Makam HaMikdash with all the miracles that took place there on a daily basis, as the Gemara explains in our Daf Yomi series in Masechtas Yoma. And be zoche of Tchis HaMesim, that all those who passed away, far away and of recent notice, should be reunited with the Mishpachos, the Simchu Bracha Netzach Netzachim, for eternity. Yemetz Hashem.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.